What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Here we go. Another episode of He Said, Ella Dijo with a special guest, Monica Garcia.
Yes.
She is probably one of the most controversial characters in the housewife universe.
Do you know that she had a show-stopping season on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because she entered the scene known as an informant for the FBI in the Jen Shah case? What?
This is right up your alley. You love this stuff. The finale of this season was explosive, and she was the cause of it all. We are going to see what is going on with her now and how life after all of this has been going. There's a lot to cover here, Roz. A lot to cover. Are you ready?
I cannot wait to introduce you all to meet Monica Garcia.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. So talk to me about what made you join the cast of the housewives. Did they call you? Did you pursue them? Was it like, there's no freaking way, but I might do it because of my brand? Like, what was it?
I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with you. It was because of the check. Like, I obviously wanted to go on there to provide for myself, to open doors and for me and my kids. But I was the one that reached out to them. I had emailed them at first.
Wow. And was it immediate yes from them because of the platform that you already had? It was like, oh my God, this is a great get, I'm assuming.
No. It was such a long process. It was over a year of interviews and everything. Yeah, it was very long.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's so interesting.
So can you talk to us also about the Jen Shah of it all? Because that's something that we want to make sure listeners who maybe haven't seen the show or aren't totally familiar, we want you to sort of put these puzzle pieces together a little bit.
Okay. What would you like to know about Jen?
There's so many, so much to uncover. My understanding is you worked for Jen. She was actually somebody that you liked and you consider like a mentor of sorts, right? Or maybe not a mentor, but somebody that you're like, you know what? I can't work for this person.
Yeah, definitely not a mentor. I wouldn't use that word, but okay. I would say friend, like how she and I had met. We were friends first, and then it turned into me being her, you know, assistant.
Oh, my goodness. How long were you working as an assistant before you realized I'm not comfortable here anymore?
That's such a good question. So I started assisting for her like the end of September. And by January, I was done. So it wasn't long.
So it was fast. Oh, my goodness. It was really fast. Okay.
And did Jen, so nobody knew, not Jen, not the show, nobody knew that you were a blogger and that you had this page, Reality Von
Tees,
right? No one knew that this at all.
Okay. So first of all, Jen didn't know because it didn't start until after Jen. So it wasn't like I had the blog when I was her friend, when I was working for her. The page Reality Von Tees was started after all of us had stopped working for her.
So we
were no longer around her at that point. But as far as people on the cast knowing and not knowing, yes, they did.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I won't say all of them, maybe not all of them, but I know for sure a couple of them knew for sure who was behind it, yeah.
What was the motivation for doing the chat, Monica? Like what was the end goal?
For the Reality Von Tees page?
Yes.
It was to expose Jen and how she was treating her employees, how she was taking advantage of people, what she was actually like with people behind closed doors. Mm. And, you know, there were six of us that ended up being five of us in the end that got together. And we were like, this is sick. This is crazy. And, you know, let's expose it all.
Are you friends with any of the girls now that you left the show? Do you consider at least one of them like, you know what, that's a cool chick. I actually can be friends with her or nobody?
So Mary and I are really great. Mary has been amazing to me. Okay. And I really don't have any issues at all, like with Meredith or Whitney. We never had any real beef.
Okay.
It was mainly Lisa and Heather.
Was the whole process for you, okay, living it, being on the show is one thing, watching it air after things are cut, edited. A lot of people don't understand that about reality television. I mean, there is a lot of shape-shifting that goes on behind the scenes as to what's really being put out there. What was it like for you, first of all? Did you feel like you were portrayed correctly, the right way, the way you would have thought and wanted doing the show? Or do you have a ton of issues and people didn't see you for face value?
Oh, that's such a good question. Honestly, you know, I signed up for this and it was something that I willingly did. And I knew we don't have a say over how things are edited. And obviously I wish we were able to see the full story of things because it would make more sense to people. I think the biggest thing for me was that everyone feels like I'm such a liar. And I'm like, what did I lie about? Like, I hate that there is that narrative out there. I know a lot of people think I lied about my relationship with my mother, which is completely insane. I would never make that up. That was horrible. I still haven't even talked to my mom. We are actually officially done.
Oh no.
I was going to ask you about that. That's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So the fact that people think that I would make that up and lie about that is crazy. I wish that that wasn't part of the narrative.
And your mom couldn't get past anything? I mean, are you guys done because you've tried and she's not having it, or you're just done? You both are done.
Our relationship has always been toxic and I was used to that, right? That felt normal to me, but watching it play out on screen was very, honestly, eye-opening. It's kind of like an out-of-body experience and you're like, holy crap, that's what that really looks like. That's what that really sounds like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then seeing how she acted towards me online was like the final straw for me.
Oh, it breaks my heart. Let me ask you, you're a mom of four now, right? You have four kids.
Four girls.
Four girls.
Oh my gosh.
And like, how do you?
God bless you.
I know, but like, it's beautiful. But let me ask you.
We have a daughter too. It's a lot with one.
So having four. Yes. Since they're ladies, you know, they're girls, they're women, and they see this relationship and this broken relationship that you have with your mom, their grandmother, Like, how do you navigate that space? How do you talk to your girls that at least two of them are at the age that they know what's going on? They understand, you know, they're like, and they're so mature. Kids are so mature nowadays that it's shocking. Like, like, what do you say to be able to keep them untouched, to be able to keep them completely removed, you know, because they're those little minds, you want to feed them with goodness. And when there's dysfunction within the family unit, it must be so sad.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, 100% right on all points. Unfortunately, I did not have that option to be able to shield them from that.
Yeah.
My mom would just like walk into my house and just, you know, go off and say whatever and act however. And, you know, that was actually the final straw, like recently after Twitter. And one night she just burst into my house. And honestly, I ended up having to call the police on her.
Oh, wow.
So we are I wish I could have shielded my kids from that, but there's only so much you can do when someone just like burst in your house. And I'm not going to put hands on her or touch her or anything. So I'm not going to physically like remove her from the house. So I ended up having to call the police, and it's, you know, I it's crazy to me because people are like, they deserve Emmys. They're such good actresses. And I'm like, God, you have no idea. And it's so much worse in real life, you know? So, you know, the only thing is my children, unfortunately, have seen this with my mother, seen how she's treated me. And my mother has also treated my oldest in that way in some situations. So in some respect, they understand it.
Yeah.
And they understand why, you know, Vovo isn't around, because it happens in front of them. Unfortunately.
How old are they?
My oldest is 18, and then 14, and then 7 and 6.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which is morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How has it been for you being in the spotlight? I mean, we deal with this. We have two children as well. Just being in the spotlight, yeah. Obviously you're trying to do the best you can to parent these amazing, you know, girls.
Yeah.
You have an adult and you go all the way down in age. Has that been difficult being in the spotlight, being a mom? I mean, we know what it's like for us. We don't do reality television, but
in
one way, being on a reality TV show, I believe could be much more difficult. Possibly for your kids. They're at school. They know people know who you are and the drama. Yeah. Just talk to me a little bit about that for you.
Yeah, that's a great question. My children don't watch the show. They don't have anything to like, they're not on social media. They don't have Instagrams. They don't have Twitter. You know, my 18-year-old does.
Yeah.
But my 14-year-old and my younger ones, they're completely oblivious. They don't know what's being said about them. They don't know what's being said about their mother. They don't watch the show. So I'm able to still shield them. And luckily I am in an area where I haven't had anything crazy happen.
Okay.
Like my kids aren't being told stuff at school. They're not being bullied. I haven't had anybody come up to me and say anything mean. So they haven't seen that side of it. My oldest is kind of a different story, but she will message me. She and I have a very open relationship and she'll just say, this makes me so mad. Like, how come they don't believe this? You know, stuff like that. And, you know, we just kind of navigate it together. But at least she's 18.
Yeah.
And, you know, she doesn't watch the show either, though.
I'm curious about this. We talk about this even with our own kids. And, we have a 12 and a 6-year-old. So we're, the 12-year-olds, I don't want her to have social media. I think my wife here finally, Rosalind, agrees that we're not going to let her have social media for a while. What was the age that
she has an Instagram account that we handle because she plays tennis. So it's like just to show her tennis journey.
But she doesn't she doesn't have her own Instagram. Yes. She doesn't look at it because she has no access social media.
Smart.
What age did you finally let your girls or your oldest start? Like when did she finally get on social media?
Honestly, I am very lucky with her though too because she is very much a tomboy. She was more interested in sports than she was social media, but she did not get an Instagram until she was 17.
Oh, that's great.
That's amazing.
I love hearing that.
When she was a senior in high school,
wow.
That's when she got Instagram.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. That would be my goal, to be honest.
It's a
goal.
Yeah.
It's hard because they love it.
Well, they don't love it because they don't know. They don't truly love it because they don't really know. They just
love it.
They don't. They know what we tell them. Or like they know if we're posting something or they see us doing a
like TikTok
or,
forget about it. They love TikTok.
No, but they don't look at really TikTok.
They do.
Since when?
Did they go to YouTube Shorts and they show clips of TikTok?
She'll go to like YouTube Shorts, but it's not like going on your own page and you're posting something.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids are just, they're happy with, luckily, they're happy with Minecraft.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to try and keep them there as long as I can.
Oh my God.
It's tough.
I'm convincing my little boy, Dylan, he has a really close friend. They're 6 years old that love Minecraft. So I introduce him to Minecraft. Now he's obsessed with Minecraft, but the way that I'm, because I guess Minecraft, you can build stuff, right? So yes. I keep telling him, I want you to build a house for me one day. You're going to be an architect. So can you build me something? So he's so proud. He has no idea what he's doing, so but he's moving these little blocks. And he's like, Mom, you want to see the house that I'm building for you? Do you want a basement? Do you want a bed? So oh my God. And he feels so accomplished.
Yeah,
my daughters are the same. They'll be like, look at all my chickens. Look at all my,
but isn't the drama with Minecraft, and maybe I'm wrong, because I'm like, don't let him play it, because I feel like it's too mature for him. But isn't it like,
Roblox,
but can't people
something.
Kill you in Minecraft too? Aren't you getting like taken out by other people and stuff?
No.
There's weapons.
My kids, there's different like forms you can play. My kids play creative.
That's what he plays, creative. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not that terrible.
So that is strictly for being creative. And then there's a version where you go in there and you have weapons and you fight and you do
no,
stuff.
No, all he does is build things all day long. And he's so proud of the fireplace. Okay. And what do you want, the bed? And what are you like, Mom?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'm feeling a little better. Monica, you're helping this because I've been really on the fence with this for a while.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
That's funny. I have another question. So the decision to leave the show, was your decision?
No.
They said no?
Yeah. So the women did not want me to come back. So, yeah.
So, okay. So you would have loved to continue doing it or?
I would have loved to have some, look. At the end of the day, people are getting invested into these shows and it would have been nice to have resolve. Mm-hmm. I feel like where it ended, it left still so many unanswered questions. I feel like the reunion was very chaotic. There was so much stuff that didn't even get addressed on reunion that happened during the season. It was just kind of like jump on Monica, and I would have loved to actually show like a sit down civil conversation with someone where it's not just a gang up on a stage for reunion is how it felt.
It was.
So
it was very heavy to watch.
Yes. Going into that reunion, I already knew what the game plan was. I already knew what the outcome was. I knew nothing I said was going to change their minds or have any effect on them. And so, you know, it was kind of just, there was no resolve.
Do you feel like Andy Cohen was taking sides or do you think he stayed neutral?
I don't think Andy Cohen was taking sides, truly. I actually feel like he handled that the best way he could. Okay. There was a lot of stuff that also happened that wasn't shown. And Andy Cohen, he stayed very neutral. Okay. He did.
Being on a show like this, do you think it has helped or hurt your dating life? Like, are you dating? Is it easier? Is it harder? Like, you know, I'm curious about that.
Yeah, no, I'm laughing because not one person has ever asked me that. So I'm so glad you asked me. I feel like I haven't been dating. So maybe hurt.
Well, you got four kids. You're very busy too. you're probably very busy.
Honestly, I feel like the show has helped with so many things and hurt so many things at the same time. I mean, I absolutely... My relationship with my mother is completely irreparable. You know, I have this now perception that I'm going to have to deal with kind of, you know, moving forward. But it's opened a lot of doors for me and my children as well. Coming out of a very ugly divorce and being the provider for my four girls on my own now, it's been a blessing. So...
Yeah, so who needs a guy? Just go be a single, be an entrepreneur. No,
at some point, she's going to want to
be
with somebody that supports her and loves her.
Well, I know you're also an entrepreneur, right? You're busy. You have your own things going on.
Yeah, I mean, it would. I just want to be happy. My daughters haven't seen a loving marriage or relationship. And I don't want them to think that what the marriage that they witnessed is what marriage is or what a partnership is. I would love them to see a happy, loving, supportive relationship.
How long were you married?
Oh my gosh. We got married in 2009. So we were together we were together for 17 years and married just shy of that. So a very long time.
Long time.
Yeah, long relationship for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What is he doing now? If you don't want to talk about him, we don't have to, but
it's okay.
What is he doing now?
He works on the East Coast, on the other side of the country. He's been there for about 3 years now.
Okay. So, good daddy? Yeah. Is he?
He's a great dad. Good. He's a very good dad. he and I may not have been good together, but he will always be there for his kids.
Okay.
And I know I can always rely on him no matter what.
Beautiful.
I have one last question before we let you go. Would you ever do another reality competition, maybe like a Big Brother? Would you do House of Villains,
The Bachelorette?
Would you do any of these things?
I would love to do, I think Traitors would be so amazing. Really? I think that would be fun. But yeah, something like that would be really fun for sure.
Very cool.
Oh my God.
Well, thank you so much for hanging with us today. This has been very fun.
I love it.
Yeah. You guys are so cute. You guys are the goal.
Thank you so much.
You guys are adorable.
Appreciate that. Okay, mama. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Four daughters.
Unbelievable.
Four girls. Wow. I have one and I'm going crazy developing grays by the hour.
By the hour,
I'm getting grays all over my head.
All right, well, listen, thank you for listening. If you have something you want us to talk about, send us DMs at @HeSaidAyadiho or email us at ericandroz@iheartradio.com. Until next time, bye. Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at @HeSaidAyadiho or send us an email, ericandroz@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.